wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabel Lee. Who's kissable, who's lovable, Miss Annabel Lee. Ain't she a pretty baby, what would you give? Escorting her, supporting her, don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified, who's glorified, Miss Annabel Lee. What makes them fall, she has it all, just look and you'll see. So you ain't telling me a thing, boy, I'm telling you. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabel Lee.
Start, don't you think? Miss Annabel Lee from Harry Hudson's Melody Men, and supplying the vocals there, Jason Lee. Jason Lee talking about Annabel Lee. Well, singing about her anyway. Welcome to the program. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours here on Angel Radio, and got some good music for you, plus all the usual things in all the usual places. And I think we have quite an interesting Tell Me a Story coming up in about roughly 40 minutes time, especially if you like the old Hollywood actors. But more about that a little bit later on. This is Bee Wayne for you right now. She's kissing the boys goodbye.
Daddy, let me stay out late, for tomorrow is our wedding day. Can't the baby kinda celebrate? Kiss the boys goodbye. Daddy, let me wear the mink. What's the difference what the neighbors think? Let the baby linger on the brink. Kiss the boys goodbye. And while I'm kissing them sentimentally, keep the liberal point of view, because I'm breaking it to them gently that my heart belongs to you. So, Daddy, please remember this, that tomorrow starts a life of bliss. Let me show them what they're gonna miss. Kiss the boys goodbye. We're such a happy pair. It ain't right, no, no, it ain't fair. To all those other boys I gave the air. So, Daddy, let me stay out late, for tomorrow is our wedding day. Can't the baby kinda celebrate?
Kiss
the boys goodbye.
Goodbye.
Daddy, let me wear the mink. What's the difference what the neighbors think? Let the baby linger on the brink.
Kiss
the boys goodbye. And while I'm kissing them sentimentally, keep the liberal point of view, because I'm breaking it to them gently that my heart belongs to Daddy. So I'll give Jack maybe later on, kiss the boys goodbye forever. Goodbye forever. Goodbye.
Kiss the boys goodbye.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
Big Finish. That was Jerry Vale and Because of You. So warm welcome to the program. I hope you had a good week. My week, as they all are now, quiet, which I like, and not too much happening, which I like as well. And at the moment, I'm still worrying about Sister Monica Joan on Call the Midwife. It's my job for the next couple of weeks to do that. But also on PBS, very much enjoying Sanditon, which I think this is the third and final season of that. And also Marie Antoinette, which has proven to be a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be. So Sunday nights on our house, in our household now, is totally devoted to PBS, as indeed most Sunday nights are, quite frankly. But apart from that, nice quiet week, which is good. Spent most of yesterday preparing for today's program, so I hope it's all worth it. First of our little efforts this morning, it's time for Bing and Singing with Bing this week, Connie Boswell.
Now, has you got it, Sister Constance? Tell me, has you got it?
Oh, yeah. I got it, Brother Bingstons. Now, you knows I got it.
Now, has you got that rhythm in you, hmm?
Yeah, I think I got that rhythm in me.
Then you got it. Sister Constance, I swear, I do believe that you got it. You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, you'll shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you'll shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother.
When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
Oh, Pops, I'm here, and I dig you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
While I'm here, let me hip you, yes, indeed.
Oh, hip me, do that to me.
When that jive starts jumping, I shout hallelujah. Oh, I'm in there, I'm in there, yes, indeed.
Brother Chowderhead, he got it in him, yes, indeed.
Oh, boy, you can say that again.
He digs deep. In the middle, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed, deep.
How he blows his top when he riffs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dig it out on your horn there, yeah. Brother Chowderhead. Dig it for me. Comes out if it's in you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed. When you jump, boy, it sends you, yes, indeed.
When that feeling's on you, you shout hallelujah. When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
Off with the blanket, down with the window, on with the day.
You got to stretch just a little, bend just a little, you'll feel okay.
Sing while you're washing, sing while you're dressing,
carefree and gay.
Holy A, start the day right.
Back to the window, up with the window, down with some air.
Off with the slippers, on with the shoes, and then comb your hair.
Out of the bedroom, into the kitchen,
breakfast is there.
Holy A, start the day right.
Though the skies be cloudy, smile and all the world says howdy.
Off with the blanket, up with the curtain, greet the new day.
In with the sugar, down with the java, don't you delay.
Out of the kitchen, out of the cottage,
sing on your way.
Holy A, start the day right.
On with the day.
Come on now, Satch, you feel okay?
Sing while you're washing, sing while you're dressing.
Get on out of that hay.
Say we get some of that air.
Come on, rugged, comb your hair.
Out of the bedroom, into the kitchen.
Come and get it. Breakfast is there. Though the skies be cloudy,
it sure do look like rain, don't it?
Clear up directly. Smile and all the world says howdy.
Off with the blanket, up with the curtain, greet the new day.
In with the sugar, only two lumps, please, don't you delay.
Out of the kitchen, out of the cottage,
singing on your way.
Holy A, start the day right.
That's right.
Hear what I'm telling
that's
you.
That's right.
Ho, ho, holy A, that's the only way. You gotta start the day right.
Well, roll it.
Quickly.
There is a rib joint where the folks all meet.
Oh, when you say rib joint, that's my favorite sweet.
It's not so high class, but it can be beat
between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
You'll hear piano played by Stacy Tran.
Oh, Stacy, that's my man. He's the biggest boogie-woogie gent.
You ought to stop there if your pleasure bent
between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Come along some night.
Oh, that's what I will, that's what I will. When I'm feeling right, wear a cloud for a hat. Now tell me, do I have to have a reservation?
Yes, you do, if you want daybreak syncopation. That's where the hoity-toity,
well, that's for me,
meet the Harper Lord.
Oh, tell me more about it.
The man that owns it is Sylvester Brown.
I know his girlfriend, Bessie, wears a rhinestone gown.
It's on the south side, on the edge of town,
between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Temple Deep Bucket now.
Joint where the folks ho-ho-ho meet.
Meet every morning for to drink and for to eat.
It's not so high class, but it can't be beat.
Between 18th and 19th down on Chestnut Street.
Ah, there's that Stacy Trent.
That's that famous boogie-woogie gent, man.
You ought to stop there if your pleasure bent.
Between 18th and 19th down on Chestnut Street.
Come along some night, if you're feeling right, wear a cloud for a hat. I'll have to advise you now, you'll need a reservation to catch yourself some of that daybreak syncopation.
That's where the hoity-toity meet the Harper Lord.
My favorite people.
The man that owns it is Sylvester Brown.
His girlfriend Bessie wears a rhinestone gown.
It's on the south side, on the edge of town,
between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
18th.
What's the phone number?
19th.
Don't call, you come right on over.
Between 18th and 19th down on Chestnut Street.
I guess technically Connie Boswell was actually there and Bing Crosby was singing with her because it was her album that those three tracks were taken from. But I hope you enjoyed them. Yes, indeed, Start the Day Right and between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. Time to nip over to Germany now, to Holger's house, and each week Holger very kindly sends me a song that he thinks that you and I will like, and this week the song is from the great Freddie Quinn, and it is a song that I think, if I read Holger's email correctly, stayed at the top of the charts in Germany for a total of 26 weeks. You're going to know it. It's called So Schön war die Zeit. Have a listen. Memories are made of this, you know.
Schön war die Zeit, so schön, schön war die Zeit.
Bremen, heißer Wüstensand.
So schön, schön war die Zeit.
Fern, so fern dem Heimatland.
So schön, schön war die Zeit.
Kein Gruß, kein Herz, kein Kuss, kein Scherz. Alles lieb, so weit, so weit.
So schön, schön war die Zeit. Dort, wo die Blumen blühen, dort, wo die Täler grün, dort war ich einmal zu Hause. Wo ich die Liebste fand, da liegt mein Heimatland. Wie lang bin ich noch allein?
So schön, schön war die Zeit. So schön, schön war die Zeit.
Viele Jahre schwere Froh, harte Arbeit, karger Lohn.
Tag aus, Tag ein, kein Glück, kein Heim.
Alles liegt so weit, so weit.
Dort, wo die Blumen blühen, dort, wo die Täler grün, dort war ich einmal zu Hause.
Mich an, ihr goldenen Sterne.
So schön, schön war die Zeit.
Grüßt die Liebe in der Ferne.
So schön, schön war die Zeit.
Mit Freud und Leid verringt die Zeit. Alles liegt so weit, so weit.
So schön, schön war die Zeit.
Dort, wo die Blumen blühen, dort, wo die Täler grün, dort war ich einmal zu Hause. Wo ich die Liebste fand, da liegt mein Heimatland. Wie lang bin ich noch allein?
Memories are made of this, and that is our song from Holger's House this week, and we thank Holger very much for sending it to us. And don't forget, you can hear Holger here on Angel Radio. Do please check out the website for details, but I'm pretty sure he will be on at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Give it a go, see what happens. All right, what are we going to do now? It's time now to remember Iris, our lovely Iris here on Angel Radio, who, although she never ever really knew it, was very much responsible for me actually appearing on this station. Sadly, no longer with us, but she can be heard here regularly on Angel Radio. We have a couple of songs to remember her by. These were some of her favorites.
Thank you. hand in hand with me through all eternity. Have faith, believe in me, give me your hand. Love is a symphony of perfect harmony. When lovers such as we walk hand in hand, be not afraid, for I am with you all the while. So lift your head up high and look up to the sky. Walk hand in hand with me, this is our destiny. No greater love could be. Walk hand in hand, walk with me. Not afraid, for I am with you all the while. So lift your head up high and look up to the sky. Walk hand in hand with me, this is our destiny. Love could be. Walk hand in hand, walk with me.
Sorry we drifted apart. Does your memory stray to a bright summer's day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Thank you. your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome
remembering Iris? And this week we had Frank Chaxfield with Limelight, Andy Williams and Walk Hand in Hand, and Frank Sinatra's version. It's the first time I've ever heard that, from 1962, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Say hello to Stanley, who listens to Angel Radio in Cambridge, and he says he's tuned to Angel Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He even sleeps when Angel Radio was on, and he says, thank you so much for helping me to do that. I know exactly what you mean, Stanley. Half the time I fall asleep, and programs presented in my sleep as well. I hope you can't tell the difference. Anyway, Stanley in Cambridge, he selected Beagle's Big 3 this week. They need no introduction, so I'm not going to give them one.
Thank you. Fancy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, Mersey-dunce and dozy-dunce and little lambsy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing Mersey-dunce and dozy-dunce and little lambsy-divey. Oh, Mersey-dunce and dozy-dunce and little lambsy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you?
Then violin
title of that song from the Pied Pipers, as chosen by Stanley in Cambridge this week. First up we had Once in a While, and in the middle there we had Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes. Stanley, thank you so much for your selection, really enjoyed it, and I hope that you will select some songs for us again very, very soon. And if you would like to select some songs for us, Beatles Big Three, do please feel free to do so. Email me, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist. And if you want to choose the songs, you can, of course, do so. If you want me to choose them, I'm very happy to do it as well. Either is fine. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, Roy Beagle, and coming up now we have Tell Me a Story. And this week we are looking at one of the two gossip column queens from the 1940s. There was, of course, Hedda Hopper and Luella Parsons. They both had columns in various newspapers across the United States and also radio shows as well. And we're going to hear Luella Parsons talking to three major Hollywood stars of the time. And the power that both Luella Parsons and Hedda Hopper had was amazing. I mean, they used to pay people to spy on stars as they were hanging around in Hollywood and report stories to them. And they would even, I think, sometimes hold some of these stars up to ransom and say, well, if you don't tell me what's going on with so-and-so, I will tell the world what's going on with you. And when you listen to Luella Parsons here, who sounds so charming, but you think to yourself, there's always this little undertone there. In the first one, she's talking to John Wayne, which doesn't sound too bad. She sounds very happy with Joan Crawford, but she really sounds to me like she wants to go out and get the third and final guest. So here is Luella Parsons.
A year ago tonight, John Wayne was on this show. He had just jumped from 33rd place to second in box office rating. Tonight, John, who is our guest again, has even bettered that record. He has won 4 popularity polls, including the 19th annual Motion Picture Herald poll. That means he is the biggest money-making star, and more people have seen him in 1950 than any other actor. Tonight, John, on behalf of the Motion Picture Herald, I'm delighted to present you with the winner's scroll. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Luella, and I'm certainly honored by all this. And I don't mind telling you, I'd feel I was a real big man if this was just based on something.
Now, what kind of a fake modesty is this? John, I don't know any actor who's had a more solid role of hits than you. Red River, Wake of the Red Witch, Fort Apache, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
Yes, I've been very lucky, Luella, but it's for 1950 that I'm getting this flattering scroll. So you just answer one simple question, please. Which of my 1950 pictures did you like best?
Well, let's see. I guess that must have been The Sands of Iwo Jima. And don't tell me you didn't like that, too. After all, it won you an Academy nomination.
Yes, but Iwo Jima came out the last week of 1949.
Oh, of course it did. But that was to make you eligible for Academy consideration.
I was delighted, even if I didn't tote home an Oscar.
Well, maybe you'll tote home an Oscar for Operation Pacific. I'm told Jack Warner did all right by you in that.
Yes, it opens January 9th, 1951. I'll mention the date. I might sell a few tickets. But go on now, about 1950.
Well, I know you made Jet Pilot, Rio Grande, and The Flying Levinet during 1950.
But none of them was released in time to affect this poll.
Oh, I understand. Your popularity was based on 1949 pictures, which makes it even more of an honor.
Well, thank you. And there's one other thing.
That helped you win the poll. What was it?
My ulcers.
That I can't bear. Success has given a big, strong guy like you ulcers.
No, ma'am. Success has taken them away. You see, Luella, when I was back there being number 33 or much less at the box office, I had the biggest crop of ulcers west of the Mississippi. All earned from minding everybody else's business.
I suppose you mean telling the director how to direct and the writer how to write.
Oh, I didn't stop at that kindergarten stuff. I told the extras how to dress, the cameraman how to photograph, and the electricians how to light. Well, I carried things so far that one day walking down a strange Beverly Hills street, I get into an argument with a strange man over the way a strange but beautiful woman was parking her car. He said, isn't that just like a woman driver? And I said, you'll have to apologize for insulting this lady. And then the lady said, you leave my husband alone. So I started minding my own business.
Well, John, somewhere along the way, you learned to relax and take people as they are, including yourself. Incidentally, what do you think is the biggest thing you have obtained from your success beside the ulcer cure?
Well, the biggest thing that I've got out of being a so-called star is the friendliness of the public. A character like myself has to go into Oklahoma City, let's say, and you don't know anybody. But all of a sudden, you find you have thousands of friends there. You don't have to go to any parties and break the ice. It's broken for you. And you're wine and you're dined, and the only payoff the public demands is that you smile.
I could point out that you've done much more than smile. Suppose I mention the hard work I know you constantly do with the Motion Picture Alliance in its strong fight against communism.
Well, I feel we can fight communism here if our kids are fighting it all over the world. And I feel like sounding off right now. May I?
I don't know anyone who'd want to stop you, so go ahead and make with the language.
Well, language is exactly what I want to talk about. I think all of us in this country should study the word capitalism. I associate capitalism with freedom, which our country stands for and gives in more abundance than any other land. Therefore, I suggest we give the word its due honor in our minds and allow it its important position in the administration of our government.
Bravo, John. Well spoken. We need men like you in our industry. I'm glad I've had this chance to present this scroll to you.
Well, Luella, when you love the industry in which you work, and it's been kind to you, and it finally honors you in this manner, you know it has to be my happiest moment. We all know there's a great deal of luck attached to this sort of thing, but you can't hit a home run every time at bat. But I can assure you that as long as they keep putting me in pictures, they'll be getting my best effort. Good night, Luella.
Good night, John. Happy New Year, and may you win even more scrolls next year.
It's just a coincidence that Joan Crawford and I happen to be visiting in New York at the same time. But let me tell you, it's no coincidence that she is on this show. When I learned that Joan was going to be in New York this weekend, I lost no time in asking her to be my guest. I had to do a lot of persuading, because Joan would rather face 10,000 cameras than one poor little mice. But I'm very proud to say here she is, the dynamic personality who best typifies the Cinderella story to the world. More than any girl I know, Joan has the glamour the fans expect in their movie stars. And besides, she's a very great actress. Hello, Joan.
Hello.
Without being too personal, may I ask what brings you to New York?
Well, I'm here for fun and until proven guilty.
Until proven guilty? What on earth did you do?
Nothing yet. Until proven guilty is the title of my next Warner Brothers picture. And, oh, Luella, it sounds terrific. Ben Hecht and Charlie MacArthur wrote the play originally, and I'm here to confer about it. Hey, that's not what I came on this show to talk about.
No.
Oh, no. Come on, where's that Woodbury soapbox of yours? It's not often that somebody like me gets a chance to sound off. I've got a subject I feel deeply about.
Oh, Joan, is there anything you don't feel deeply about?
Well, now that you mention it, I guess there isn't. But, Luella, honestly, I do want to answer the one question that so many girls write me about.
What's that, Joan?
Well, they write me about the whole big subject of whether or not to become career women. Those poor little kids just starting out, oh, golly, I can't exaggerate how mixed up they are about it.
Why? What do you think mixes them up?
What mixes a woman up on anything except men? I think it's a crying shame that so many girls let themselves be scared out of self-improvement and success by the same old sly masculine line.
Well, there are quite a few sly old masculine lines. Which particular one are you talking about?
Oh, that threat of theirs that if you become a successful career woman, you lose your femininity, and therefore they won't like you. Oh, what a lie that is. Luella, look at you.
I will not, particularly if you want to use me as a horrible example.
Well, you know, I was going to say nobody could be more feminine than you are. And that same thing goes for practically any big career woman you can think of in any line. like Mrs. Roosevelt or Claire Booth Luce or Helen Hayes or Ingrid Bergman.
Now calm down, Joan. Calm down.
Okay, kid me. I warned you how I felt on this subject. But I do want to assure the girls that there's so much less danger in going ahead improving themselves than there is in lingering behind while your dream boy goes ahead somewhere else to somebody else.
But, Joan, not all girls can become glamour girls like you.
Oh, yes, they can, Luella. Believe me, if starting with nothing the way I did, I'd become the kind of, assembly job that's tagged glamour, then any girl can do it.
Maybe you'd better explain what you think glamour is, Joan.
In my opinion, it's discipline. Discipline and applied art.
I think it's an inner glow, too, don't you, Joan?
Mm-hmm. You're quite right. But that inner glow comes from discipline, too. The sheer force of not letting yourself be sloppy or lazy, of learning and growing.
I gather the applied art is all the tricks of appearance.
Oh, honey, every trick in the book. Makeup and hairdos and posture and diction and clothes and... Well, maybe I should say the works.
Maybe you should say the sly old feminine line.
Miss Parsons, you are very, very sharp. But that merely proves my point. I say to the girls just starting out, if you have the capacity to be a career woman, you can be a careerist and a woman, too. I want to say I think it's wrong, however, if any woman neglects her children or her home for her work. But if you start working early enough, you'll learn how to have all three, and that way your life will be always exciting. You know, Luella, I believe a career woman has earned the right to be an idealist in love. Don't you agree with that?
Yes, Joan, I do. I agree with you completely. And all my thanks for being here tonight.
Luella, you know it was a privilege. Thank you so much, and goodbye now.
Goodbye, Joan, and I can't wait to see your new picture, Daisy Canyon.
Now, here is the talk of the town.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick 'em on my hair.
What better way to introduce my guest, Jane Wyman, than to the tuneful accompaniment of her current hit?
Now, wait a minute, Luella. Certainly you're going to mention that gentleman who was supporting me on that record in a style to which I'm not accustomed.
Jane, do you still have your old Crosby grudge?
Luella, so help me, on the first day of Here Comes the Groom, when I realized I was actually making a picture with Bing, I had stage fright so badly that I couldn't open my mouth.
Oh, come now, I don't believe a word of that, Jane. The only time you couldn't open your mouth was in Johnny Belinda, and the effect was so shattering they gave you an Oscar for it. But this is singing, so why don't you go on with Cool, Cool of the Evening right here?
Oh, but Luella, not without Bing. I couldn't possibly. I'll never forget the day we recorded that number. It was Christmas Eve day, and we recorded from 9 in the morning until 6 at night, over and over and over again. When I got home, I received a sample of the typical Crosby sense of humor. He sent me a wire which read, "Dear Emmadel," that's my name in the picture, "do you happen to know a song called In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening, Merry Christmas, Bing?"
That's just like Bing. But let's try to hold this interview down to the subject of Wyman. You know, you showed a terrific change of pace in your two recent pictures. From the gay comedy mood of Here Comes a Groom to the pathos of Blue Veil. You just about tore my heart out in the Blue Veil.
Oh, that's a lovely part, Luella.
I love that scene, Jane, when you were an old lady. I mean the scene between you and the district attorney, when they are going to take the little boy away and give him back to the mother who deserted him. I cried my eyes out. You know the scene I mean, don't you? Oh, I wish we could have a little bit of it.
Gladly, Luella. I'll let you hear the direct recording from the picture, with Everett Sloan playing the district attorney.
To begin with, Tony is not your son, but Mrs. Hall's.
She has no right to claim him.
Oh, Mrs. Mason, how can you say that?
Because she hasn't been a mother to him. Giving birth to a child doesn't make a mother. What about the thousand and million things that she doesn't know? That she'll never know about him. What does she know about the things that frighten him? Or how to comfort him when he wakes up in the night crying? All the little things about him. What if I had neglected him? And suppose there hadn't been a savings to see him through? Suppose that I hadn't worried about his measles and his whooping cough and pneumonia and... What does she know about getting on her knees and praying to God to take her life instead of his? Now, what if there had been no love all this time? No love. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I think I do.
Jane, that sound you just heard was an Academy nomination fluttering your way next spring.
Well, Luella, my producers, Jerry Wald and Norman Krasner, thank you. And I want you to know that coming from you, that's the nicest compliment we could receive.
Well, I meant it, Jane.
At this moment, I think I could sum up how all of us feel about you in four bars. Luella, I'm sure that you'll never forget the service that you originated, taking stars up to entertain our wounded boys returning from Korea up to Travis Air Base.
You mean Operation Starlift.
That's right. And as you know, Warner Brothers has made a picture called Starlift, and I have a very small part in it. This is from me to you.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my hats are unsightly. All of my shoes are a crime. If, dear, in you I picked rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. I've heard that all's fair in love and war, so must you be so polite? I may have been wrong many times before, but I'm more so right tonight.
Jane, I'm overcome, both at the tribute and at your voice minus Crosby. But do you realize we still haven't said one personal word about you?
I know. Isn't that great? Good night, darling.
Good night, Jane. I'll get you yet, Missy.
Why is it the very end of that sort of reminds me of the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wizard of Oz? I'll get you yet, Missy. There you go. That was Luella Parsons talking to Jane Wyatt, Joan Crawford and John Wayne. And my thanks to Brad in Chicago for pointing me in the direction of those conversations. We'll have another Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week. You are listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. It is Beagley at Night on FM in Havant and Gosport and Portsmouth, also on various DAB multiplexes throughout the United Kingdom, and of course the dear old internet around the world. And you can get information on how to tune into those at angelradio.co.uk. Okay, time now for a little bit of posh, and we've had this before on the program, but I thought it was worthwhile repeating again, because it is rather amusing without being particularly funny, and yet it is for some reason. It's the Ian Botham leg over incident, and I think I'll just let Brian Johnston sort of introduce the whole thing, because he does it so nicely.
Because I've always said and told you, and I believe it, the cricket's fun, I want you to cast your mind back to 1991, the Friday of the Oval Test match against West Indies. At 6:30 p.m, bad light stopped play, and my producer said, right, Jonas, read through the scorecard. And I began to read through the scorecard, and I got down to as far as where Ian Botham was out, hit wicket. Listen. Botham, the end out, most extraordinary way.
Oh, it was ever so sad, really. But it was interesting because we were talking and he had just started to loosen up. He had started to perhaps look for the big blows through the offside, to anything a little bit wide. And I remember saying, you know, it looks as if Ian Botham was just starting to play his old way. And it was a bouncer, and he tried to hook it. I mean, why he tried to hook Ambrose, I'm not sure, because on this sort of pitch, exactly, yeah, it's a very difficult prospect. It smacked him on the helmet, I think. I'm not quite sure where it did actually hit him.
Shoulder, I think.
Shoulder, was it? As he tried to hook, and as he lost his balance, and as he tried to, he knew, this is the tragic thing about it, he knew exactly what was going to happen. He tried to step over the stumps and just flicked a bail with his right hand.
He more or less tried to do the splits over it, and unfortunately the inner part of his thigh must have just removed the bail.
He just didn't quite get his leg over.
Anyhow, he did very well indeed, batting 131 minutes and hit three fours. And then we had Lewis playing extremely well for his 47 not out. Angus, do stop it. And he was joined by De Freitas, who was in for 40 minutes, a useful little partnership there. They put on 35 in 40 minutes, and then he was caught by Dujardin Walsh. Lawrence, always entertaining, barely for 35. 35 minutes, hit a four over the wicketkeepers. Beggars, for goodness sake, stop it.
Yes, Lawrence. Suit me well.
He hit a four over the wicketkeeper's head, and he was out for the night. A tough kid. And in 12 minutes, then was caught by Haynes on Patterson for two, and there were 54 extras, and England were all out for 419. I've stopped laughing now. That was the most professional piece of broadcasting I ever did.
Well. Well, it really is bad, and when you get a fit of the giggles and you can't stop them, then all you have to do is see if you can play a jingle and get yourself over it. But, of course, that live radio, I mean, Test Match Special, they were broadcast all day long. I used to listen to most of them, actually, during the school holidays. I used to love listening to the Test Match Special. I think it was on Radio 3 at that point, and I did both the morning, the afternoon, and the late afternoon slots. Couldn't beat it, really. It was John Arnott and Brian Johnston, of course, and all the other gang. I mean, it was just... You didn't even have to really like quick cricket to enjoy the programme. So I hope you enjoyed that. Nice to hear that again. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB. Let's get back to the music, shall we?
Thank you.
I'm just checking the cricket commentators. There was E.W. Swanson was also on when I used to listen. John Arlott and Brian Johnston, Johnners, and Neil Durden Smith. Christopher Martin Jenkins, who was probably, I mean, he served a long time. He didn't come along until 1973. And Henry Blowers Blofeld, of course, he was a little bit later as well, 1974, but all the cakes in the commentary box and everything, pleasant days. Love thinking about that stuff. That was Love Letters in the Sand from Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra, and supplying the vocals there, Jack Payne, not only singing but waving the stick at the same time, bless him.
For your supper and you'll get breakfast, songbirds always eat, if their song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll get dinner, dine with wine of choice, if romance is in your voice. I heard from a wise canary, trilling makes a fellow willing, so little swallow, swallow now. Now is the time to sing for your supper, and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread, it says. So sing and you'll be fed.
Hyde and his Musical Nights with Charles Goodwin supplying the vocals there, and Sing for Your Supper. This is George Formby.
Love's a most peculiar thing to an ordinary fella like me. It can make you feel sad, make you feel glad. There's nothing an impossibility. Now you've heard of the Prince of Sweet Cinderella. She was his girlfriend and he was a fella. They looked on the moon when the old moon was yellow. Could be you, could be me, could be we, it could be. Browning made love to Elizabeth Barrett. There's love in a mansion, yeah, and there's love in a garret. You tie the thing up with the old 18 carat. Could be you, could be me, could be we, it could be. I'll never believe you're as good as you look. There's seldom a rose without thorns. You're all that I need, you can learn how to cook. So let's take the bull by the horns.
Darby and Joan had no troubles whatever. They knew all the tricks about living together. So happy, contented, forever and ever. Could be you, could be me, could be we, could be. Calmly the bride down the aisle is seen treading. The bridegroom is nervous and secretly dreading. The music that Mendelssohn wrote for a wedding. Could be you, could be me, could be we, could be. Words of encouragement from the old pater, who wants to be sure that not very later there'll be a demand for a smart perambulator. Could be you, could be me, could be we, it could be. I'll rush back from work at the end of the day, contented to be where you are. I'll never go out when you ask me to stay. I won't join the boys in the bar. Now let's be as one, let's enjoy every minute. Happiness awaits round the corner, let's win it. So let's not waste time, let's begin to begin. It could be you, could be me, could be we, it could be.
Hush, my dear, the galloping men ride through the bracken and ride o'er the ben. Mither will watch her sleeping hen, so close your e'en, my dearie. Close your e'en and greet nae mair. Ach, but your mither's heart is sair. Daddy's asleep in the big rocking chair, so close your e'en, my dearie. Och, will you never learn? Ne'er was the sick a bairn. Och, will you never learn? Ne'er was the sick a bairn. Breaking me heart, she fidgety, fidgety, breaking me heart, she fidgety, bairn. Breaking me heart, she fidgety, fidgety, breaking me heart, she fidgety, bairn. Breaking me heart, she fidgety, fidgety, breaking me heart, she fidgety, bairn. Breaking me heart, she fidgety, fidgety, breaking me heart, you fidgety. Hush, my dear, the galloping men ride through the bracken and ride o'er the ben. Mither will watch her sleeping hen, so close your e'en, my dearie. Close your e'en and greet nae mair. Och, but your mither's heart is sair. Daddy's asleep in the big rocking chair, so close your e'en, my dearie.
The wonderful Violet Carson there with the fidgety bairn. She would, of course, become ultra famous as Ina Shuffles in Coronation Street. And before we heard Violet Carson, we had George Formby and his version of It Could Be. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio, and every week in the program we have Day at Night, and it's a little bit later this week, but it's here nevertheless, as it always shall be. Three songs from the great Doris Day at night. It's as simple as that.
It had to be you, it had to be you. I've wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true. Could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen
might never be me. Might never be cross, try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross, try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day, I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we called it a day. Soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky said, though his song no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night called it a day. The night we called it a day.
Beggars can be choosers, winners though they're losers.
Anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. Young or old, when the right one meets your eyes, you'll be so. 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing. Suddenly the world seems new. All at once your heart starts singing the way that mine did at you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star, any star. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall. Can say I told you anyone can fall in love.
Absolutely beautiful. Just can you just give me a couple of seconds? I just need to remember to flip the needle back over to 33. There we go. Yes, you used to have to use different needles for 78 RPM records. I never knew why, but I guess it was just like a finer groove. But people get very upset if you forget to flip the needle back. So I hope you enjoyed those three songs. I'm digressing. From Doris Day, Day at Night. Started off with It Had to Be You, and Paul Weston was there with his orchestra. And then we had The Night, we called it A Day, and Anyone Can Fall in Love. And I think that came from the film Young at Heart. Not totally sure on that, but I think it came from the film Young at Heart. If it didn't, I'm sure somebody will put me right. We will have more songs from Doris Day around about the same time next week here on Beagley at Night. Regular listeners will know we don't exactly work to a timetable here on the program. We try to do it as much as possible, but things are a little bit late. That's fine by us. We never really do anything too early, because some people actually do just tune in to hear one little thing. They'd be very upset if they was to tune in and hear it was half done. It's early in the morning. It's just you and me. Yeah, we're friends. We'll make it up as we go along. Works out better that way, I think. Now, I know this next song, I played this just last week, but I enjoyed it so much that I'm going to play it again. Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with Stuart Allen singing In the Chapel in the Moonlight.
to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight, while we're strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight, that the love light in your eyes forever will shine, till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight, as they sing, oh, promise me, forever be mine.
Kenneth McKellar and Will Ye Know Come Back Again. Used to sing that at school. Used to love that song as well. We had a teacher, his name was called Mr. Swatton, and he used to love Scottish music and Scottish singers, and he was in charge of doing the Scottish country dancing, which we had at the school fete every year, school summer fete. Quite why we was doing Scottish country dancing in a Kentish primary school, I really don't know. But it seemed very popular, and he just used to love all the Scottish music. And he would very often play Kenneth McKellar whilst we were sort of getting to get ready to do some more of the dances, and he'd put Kenneth McKellar on, and the other, who's the lady singer, Moira Anderson, there you go. And whenever I hear Kenneth McKellar and Moira, I always think of that, especially with that song, Will You Know Come Back Again. This is another song, actually, that we also used to sing at school, and it's not Kenneth McKellar, but have a listen, see what you think. The Ash Grove.
Angel Radio, a team of 70 volunteers working just for you. Thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air. Angel Radio, it's your station.
Turn to Angel Radio, music and memories.
Thing. What else on earth? much happiness to everything as love's old story. Love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever hearts may desire, whatever life may send, this is a tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the strongest thing, the oldest, yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story to you. Love is the sweetest thing.
From 1932, Al Boley and Ray Noble with Love is the Sweetest Thing. And she would just add 4 years to that and come up to 1936. Here's Vera Lynn with the Cassini Club Orchestra.
Have a heart of gold. your brow is silver now. You have a heart of gold.
That was Vera Lynn with the Cassini Club Orchestra and Heart of Gold, and playing the piano there was Charlie Kunz. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio, and if we're not doing something that you would like us to do, do please get in touch with me and let me know. Email is preferable for that, because then you can get a little bit more detailed. Drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know what it is that you would like me to include that I'm not including. If you like the music mix or would like something a little bit more that we're not doing, please let me know, because this program is very much geared to what you let me know you want to hear. So if you listen to the early versions of the program, it's quite a difference between the earlier programs and this program now. Doesn't mean to say that it can't change going forward. In fact, it probably will do. But if we're not doing something that you would like us to do, then do please just let me know, and I will do my very best to incorporate it. Right now, I think it's time for a little bit of late night comedy.
Hello, everyone. You must excuse me if my voice sounds a little husky. I've got some tobacco in my throat and I can't budge it. Do you know, there's been a great deal of controversy lately amongst my fans. Some say, why doesn't Ray sing? Others say, why should he sing? Anyway, today for the first time, I'm going to sing a song on the air. It's a brilliant little opus entitled, I Walked on the Stage and Asked for Bread, and the Curtain Came Down with a Row. I always take my fiddle, everywhere I go, I always take my fiddle, because I love it so. When I'm in the bath and I'm underneath the shower, I stand and play obligatos for an hour. I went to see my sweetie late last night, she's just as sweet as she can be. When I played her the foxtrot, she kissed me with delight. When I played her the waltz, oh boy, she squeezed with all her might. I'm going to her house to play Il Trovatore tonight. Whoopee, how the fun my fiddle is to me. I always take my fiddle, everywhere I go, I always take my fiddle, because I love it so. I think music is divine, it's full of ecstasy. Only 10 more payments and the fiddle belongs to me. I went to see my sweetie late last night, she's just as sweet as she can be. We sat there in the parlor, sweet songs to her I sung. She said, look out, here comes father, if he sees you, you'll be hung. I jumped inside my fiddle case, for I was highly strung. Taxi, what about my fiddle is to me? You know, I went into a barber shop today. I didn't like the look of the man. He seemed rather nervous. I said, I don't think I'll let you shave me. He said, don't worry, old boy. Every time I cut you, I'll give you a shilling. I said, every time you cut me, you'll give me a shilling. He said, yes, you'll walk out of here a very rich man. I said, yes, but what about the fellow just walked out of here with that big cut under his chin? He said, well, you see, I'm in love with this cook. I said, well, what's that got to do with the cut on his chin? He said, well, that's just to let her know I'll see her Monday night. I saw a fellow the other day walking along, moaning and seeming great pain. I said, what's the matter? He said, it's these boots. I only bought them the other day. They're size 6.5, and I take 9s. I said, good heavens, man, why don't you take them back and change them? He said, not me. My wife doesn't understand me. My daughters take absolutely no notice of me at all, and my son's the biggest rascal in town. Do you know, the only bit of pleasure I get at all is when I take these boots off at night. I took my girl out the other night. She's a lovely girl. Her mother's a duchess, and her father's very handy with his dukes. We went to a supper dance. There were two girls at the next table. I couldn't help hearing their conversation. One said to the other, I saw you last night with that tattooed sailor. The other girl said, well, what about it? So the first girl said, stop reading my mail. You'll have to think about that one. We were having supper, and my young lady said, I say, Ted, this chicken is terribly tough. I said, well, what are you eating it for? She said, well, you see, I need the exercise. Of course, she doesn't know good food from bad. I've been to her house, and I know. Her mother puts on a terrible table. Even the mice eat out. Anyway, we were sitting there, and suddenly a very fine-looking major came across and asked her for a dance. They were dancing around. My girl said to the major, what's the difference between dancing and marching? He said, I don't know. She said, I didn't think you did. You sit down. Now, listeners, you must have noticed lately how almost everyone on the air introduces an impersonation of some famous stage or screen celebrity. Well, I want to show you that I'm as clever as the next man. If the next man's a half-wit. I'm going one better to impersonate someone you've never seen. Here's an impression of my next-door neighbor wishing me good morning. Good morning. Now, if you can only hear my next-door neighbor, you realize how clever that is.
If I had a golden umbrella,
with the sunshine on the inside and the rainbow on the outside. If I had a golden umbrella, a wonderful world it would be. Your heart can get so melancholy when the bright skies you're under turn to lightning and thunder. The blues come along like a trolley, a clanging around on a spree. But if I had a golden umbrella, such wonderful things could be done. When it stormed up above, all the folks that I love could come under and laugh in the sun. Like if I had a golden umbrella, with the sunshine on the inside and the rainbow on the outside. If I had a golden umbrella, a wonderful world it would be. But if I had a golden umbrella, such wonderful things could be done. When it stormed up above, all the folks that I love could come under and laugh in the sunlight. If I had a golden umbrella, with the sunshine on the inside and a rainbow on the outside. If I had a golden umbrella, a wonderful world it would be. A wonderful world it would be.
Al McCogan, If I Had a Golden Umbrella, and before that, Ted Ray with some comedy here on Beagley at Night. 11 minutes to go until it's time for me to leave you, so I've got time for this and then that.
The first song is about a bus. It's a noisy, raucous, rather...
vulgar?
Yes, almost vulgar, I suppose, but we like it, and it helps us to get the pitch of the hall. It's wittily subtitled A Transport of Delight.
Some talk of a Lagonda, some like a smart MG, or for Bonnie Army lorry, they'd lay them down and deem. Such means of locomotion seem rather dull to us, the driver and conductor of a London omnibus. Hold very tight, please, ting ting. Hold very tight, please, ting ting. When you are lost in London and you don't know where you are, you'll hear my voice a-calling, pass further down the car. And very soon you'll find yourself inside the terminus. In a London Transport diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus. Along the Queen's Great Highway, I drive my merry load at 20 miles per hour in the middle of the road. We like to drive in convoys, we're most gregarious. The big six-wheeler scarlet painted London Transport diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus. Earth has not anything to show more fair.
Mind the stairs.
Mind the stairs.
Mind the stairs.
Mind the stairs. Earth has not anything to show more fair. Any more fair. Any more fair. When cabbies try to pass me before they overtakes, I sticks me flipping hand out as I jams on all me brakes.
Them jackal taxi drivers can only swear and cuss behind that monarch of the road,
observer of the highway code.
That big six-wheeler
scarlet paint
and London Transport diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus.
I stops when I'm requested, although it spoils the ride, so he can shout,
get out of it, we're full right up inside.
We don't ask much for wages, we only want fair shares, so cut down all the stages and stick up all the fares. If tickets cost a pound apiece, Why should you make a fuss?
It's worth it just to ride inside
that 30 foot long by 10 foot wide,
inside that monarch of the road,
observer of the highway code,
that big six wheeler scarlet painted
London Transport diesel engine, 97 horsepower, 97 horsepower omnibus.
How many dates, please?
Mars out, Pars out, let's talk rude. Peepo belly bum draws. Dance in the garden in the nude. Peepo belly bum draws. Let's write rude words all down our street. Stick out our tongues at the people we meet. Let's have an intellectual treat. Peepo belly bum draws. Sunday again on CBC, Peepo belly bum draws. And Norman Mailer is coming to tea,
Peepo belly bum pants.
Allen Ginsberg reads on and on, but we're having a happening when he's gone. Come to the party in the John, Peepo belly bum draws. Business planning a double bill, Peepo belly bum draws. Christopher Robin meets Fanny Hill, Pooh Bear belly bum draws. On stage and screen we can all work hard, throwing toilet rolls in our own backyard. Who's afraid of the avant-garde? Peepo belly bum bum, Peepo belly bum draws. What gets the prizes and wins awards? Peepo belly bum draws. What did Prince Philip tell the lords? Well, never mind that. At Oxford and Cambridge and Yale and all, and at Berkeley they really have a ball. 'Cause the higher the brow, the harder they fall for belly bum bum, poppy poppy bum bum, peepo belly bum bum, belly bum bum. Peepo belly bum draws.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, it's only water. I was going to wash my mouth out, you see. And that, oh. Never a day. It's horrible.
What's wrong?
It's like the stuff they had in Adelaide, you remember? They had their own billabong there. I think somebody must have camped by it, too.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Peepo Belly Bum Draws, and before that, a Transport of Delight from Flanders and Swan. And I heard Peepo Belly Bum Draws on Angel Radio a couple of weeks ago, and it was our breakfast time, so it was probably Jackie's program that we were listening to, and I think she played that, and I was sitting at the breakfast table in hysterics, and my wife was just looking at me like, you know, oh goodness, what have I, and you know, married here. And I said, you know, she said, tell me why that was funny. And I tried explaining it to her, and the more I tried to explain it to her, the worse everything got. And in the end, I don't think she thought it was funny at all. She did, however, I did play Transport of Delight for her afterwards, and she did like that, because she has rather an affection for London buses, as many Americans do. So, Peepo belly bum draws, I was trying to explain that to an American, and why it's funny. It's not easy. You know what? That's just about it for this week's program. I'd like to thank you for joining me for the last couple of hours, all being well, because we take nothing for granted. I'll be back around about the same time next week, so I do hope you will join me then. Until then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week. May I be the first to wish you a very good morning, except for you, Mr. Klemper, and I wish you a very good evening.
It goes with your head. certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so. It's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.